Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today we're looking at a continuation of the topic from the last 2 days. And so if you haven't been tracking with us, I'd encourage you to look at Tuesday's teaching in particular to know what we're following on from. Today we're looking at a continuation of Jesus' teaching on lust, adultery, and divorce, where Jesus starts to talk about what to do when we're faced with lust. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. Now, in every instance we've looked at so far, to do with murder and anger, and to do with lust and adultery, and to do with divorce, Jesus is always going back to the root motivation for our actions. While others are concerned with the outward action, he wants to go back to what makes us do it in the first place. When people murder, Jesus wants to talk about anger. When people commit adultery, Jesus wants to talk about lust. And in all of these cases, what Jesus wants people to do is take immediate, decisive action. When there was an issue of anger with other people, he wanted them to go and make it right, no matter what it took, even if it meant walking 100 kilometers and leaving an animal in Jerusalem instead of sacrificing it. Jesus wants them to do it. And it's a bit over the top. He's exaggerating. He's trying to say people need to go over the top to make things right. And it's what he does here too with his prescription to tear out your eyes or cut off your hand. He doesn't really want people to do it. There have been a few people in history who have. There was one named Origen, a Christian from long, long, long ago, who actually castrated himself because he believed that's what Jesus was saying when he said to cut off your hand. But Jesus wasn't really telling people they should go and cut off their hands and tear out their eyes. What he's doing is he's telling them the lengths they should go to get their hearts right, to get their motivations right, and to avoid anger, to avoid lust, to avoid the kind of breakdown that divorce entails. What Jesus is wanting to do is get to the heart of the matter, to our hearts, to our motivations. And he's saying that if you have a problem with looking at other people lustfully, then don't look. If you have a problem that involves touching other people that you shouldn't be touching, then don't touch them. And go to whatever lengths you need to go to avoid that. He's saying in an over-the-top way, if that means cutting your hand off or tearing out your eye, do it. Please. Do whatever it takes to get your heart right before God, to get your motivations right before God, to make sure that your heart loves people as much as God loves people. God created them. He cares for every single person. We can extend this to other areas of life too. If going somewhere is your problem, don't go. If TV is your problem, turn it off after 11. If the computer is your problem, move it into an open area where others can see what you're looking at. Do whatever it takes. Our hands, our eyes, these are all parts of our body that God gave us to be used in particular ways. And when we look at others and we lust after them, we're looking at their bodies and using them in ways that they weren't made to be used. It can often lead us to use our bodies in ways that they weren't made to be used. So it always comes back to our motivations. If our goal is to know God in the way we were originally made to know Him, then it means using everything He's given us, including our bodies, and caring for others and their bodies in the way we were created to be using them and caring for them. That means using our sexuality in a lifelong committed marriage, and making that our goal and our heart motivation, even in a broken world where we know that doesn't always work out. But following Jesus is all about living into His kingdom, practicing His kingdom, and practicing His kingdom values, which includes aligning our sexuality with the way God created it to be used. Now that's not easy, and it's not something we can do on our own, but rather it's something that requires our hearts to be properly aligned with God's. This kind of transformation means asking God to come into our hearts through His Holy Spirit to transform them from the inside out. To see God's children through His eyes, the way He created them, rather than through our eyes of lust. to see the world around us and others with satisfaction that we are loved, and not finding fulfillment and satisfaction through others and using others. Well, I have a challenge for you to take on today. First of all, pray for overwhelming satisfaction that guards your eyes and hands against any other kind of empty fulfillment. And then pick one of those things that trips you up, your eyes or your hands. How can you stop abusing them? And using them instead the way God created you to use them. What's that going to look like? What do you need to stop looking at or stop touching? Well, that's our challenge for you today. It's going to be hard to put it into practice. And so tomorrow we'll come back together for a time of reflection and prayer as we try to put this into practice, not just today, but for the rest of our lives. I'll see you tomorrow.